They'll run the light for you. Love you, brother.
1 Kings chapter 17. I so appreciate camp meeting, and boy, missed it last year.
Oh, yes.
And it's good to be back this year. And let me just preface the message by saying, please don't miss this morning God's great truth, because it's wrapped in simplicity. Amen. Preachers know what I'm talking about. I looked at the message and said, Lord, it's just so simple. So simple. But I learned a long time ago, God just uses simple people like myself. Amen. And a lot of times we'll miss great truth because it's wrapped in simplicity, and we totally miss it. I hope you don't miss his truth.
Amen.
You miss what I preach, but you don't miss his truth. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 4. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I've commanded the ravens to feed thee. Notice the next word, there.
Amen.
So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the river Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell, notice the next word, there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman, notice the next word, there, to sustain thee. For just the next few minutes, I want to preach on, are you there? Are you there? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we need you this morning. I pray, Lord, please don't leave me here by myself. I pray just use your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin by saying I believe God has, with all my heart, a there for every child of God.
Amen.
No matter how many paths Satan shows you, God has a there for you. No matter if you can't see the end of the road, God has a there for you. Even if life doesn't seem to have a purpose or a plan, God still has a there for you. And the question I'm asking this morning, just a simple question, are you there? Now, there represents God's will for your life. God's there represents a place where you can grow and minister and labor. There's a place where you begin to learn of the greatness of our God, and we serve a great God. I love this passage because in a time of great idolatry, God still had a there for Elijah. Oh, Ahab is reigning with that dear wife called Jezebel, and they're worshiping Baal, and idol worship is rampant in the land, but God still had a there for Elijah. Notice in time of great infiltration, you're going to find that the king had married a Zidonian and was serving Baal, but God still had a there for Elijah. It's a time of great indignation. And Ahab made groves, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord, God of Israel, to anger than any king of Israel that was before him. And still yet, God still had a desire for Elijah. It's a time of great infliction. Bible says that God, I'm just going to cut the water off. He just took the water spigot and cut it off, and the land was dry. But still God had a desire for Elijah. Are you there? Well, when you start talking about there, there's two or three things, because there involves a host of things. Are you there geographically. I love this. Life's too short not to be where God's there is. Too short. Now, I know God's omnipresent, but I want you to know something. God's glory is not evident. It is not manifested everywhere. 1 Samuel 4:21, and the Bible says, and she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel. So not every place. And so many of the great saints of God in the Word of God found their geographical there. Genesis 12:4, Abraham had moved him from that crazy family of his to get him to his Zaire. Genesis 39, Potiphar's wife positioned Joseph in the prison where he would find his Zaire. Exodus 3, God set a bush on fire so Moses could get Zaire and the nation of Israel could get Zaire. So are you there geographically? Quick story. Several years ago, probably been 15, 20 years ago, God placed me in Solid Rock Baptist Church, but another church called. I was bivocational, I was working, and I told them done the spiritual thing, what men of God do, so I'll pray about it. I hung up the phone, I said, honey, you pack? I said, well, I'll pray. And I was ready to go, and the Lord knows my heart it was, and God said, no. God just said no. And I ain't gonna lie to you, broke my heart. I just devastated. And so geographically, are you there? And then not only there geographically, but are you there mentally? You know, we use this saying when somebody's not the sharpest knife in the drawer and say, well, they're just not all there. Has the ideal of mentally. I realized when that church called me and for the next 2 weeks, I remember the day that I had to come out and just say, because I was there at that new church, but I was still preaching here, and I had to get mentally there. Now, I made a mistake. Amen. I walked in, I said, well, God, just kill me, not knowing that's exactly what he wanted to do. Amen. And he did. But the reality was, it was there mentally. But then are you there spiritually? Amen. This last year missed, I mean, this turned our worlds upside down, did it not? I don't know any pastor that like myself, we just wondered spiritually, just everything was just crazy and still somewhat crazy. And that can mess with you spiritually. You realize you can be here this morning geographically, mentally, but you're not there spiritually. Hallelujah. Bless his good name. You're in a place over the next few nights and days that you can get there spiritually. 20 years ago, we was at Baptist with my grandson, had a Wilms tumor. And we come up the road and we was broken. I mean, we were physically worn out. We were broken. And I told my wife, I said, we're going to camp meeting. I thought if I could just get there, if I could just get there. I wasn't even sure I could get there, but if I could get there, God would help me. Brother Tom preached. And I'm going to tell you how much God helped us that night. I mean, I've thought about it so many times. It's one of those times that we needed God. We need something spiritually. I don't know about you. I know we're supposed to be pastors. We're not supposed to ever need nothing from God. But I want you to know something. I'm finding today that I need God more today than I've ever needed God. And so spiritually, are you there? Oh, let me give you three things in my part to be done. First of all, there is a place of God's provision. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. If he went anywhere else, he's going to starve to death. If he's not there, he's not going to get what he needs. Don't you love how God does things? Now, he used a raven. Ravens are known to hide their food, to steal food. There was an article written where a raven flew down and stole a pack of meat out of a Costco buggy. They're known for stealing food, yet God used the most unlikeliest thing to help him in his there. I'm amazed at that. I never quite get over. Are you like me? I pray and then I tell God how you ought to do it. I've got it all figured out. And then the reality is he doesn't do it that way. He does something so unusual. And I say, my gosh, what a great God we serve. And it's a source of provision was the ravens. Amen. But then notice this, the substance. He had rolls and flesh. Not only did he use ravens, but he used rolls and they brought bread and flesh. I'm amazed at that. God just provides what we need. Boy, this past year, I could just speak for myself, but you know, you wonder sometimes, what are we going to make this? I remember talking to a few preacher friends I have and said, boy, preacher, I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know if we're going to survive this. But you know what? Through every bit of it, a holy God brought in the bread and the flesh. God provided. Amen. Over and over and over. He saved last year. We baptized last year. We had people join the church last year. You say, you did? Yes, because to serve a great God. Amen. He used ravens and rolls in flesh. But I love this one. He's right on time. He's always right on time. Amen. Now, I must be honest. Mine and God's timing don't always go together. I don't know. I'm just this way, and I'm too old to change. But if I want a chair moved and you're not moving it fast enough, get out of the way. I'm moving myself. And a lot of times I approach God that way. God, I need this yesterday, if not sooner. But you know, I've never impressed him, never moved him. I've never rushed him. I've never slowed him down. I've never done anything that would lead him to change his time. But can I say this? He's always right on time. We'll pray sometimes if God tarries. Well, who told you God tarried? Who told you he tarries? Aren't you glad? Boy, if God had done some things I wanted done when I wanted them done, I'd been in a mess. Had he not done them when I thought he should have done, we would have been in trouble. Because God does things right on time. It's a place of God's provision. There's nothing like being there. Just being there. Just being there. Oh, no, second. It's a place of God's proclamation. And the word of the Lord came unto him. Time out. What if Elijah decided, well, I just ain't gonna go by that brook. I don't like that brook. I don't like the things around that brook. I've got my own brook I'm gonna go to. It's got a whole lot better water. I'm gonna go where I wanna go, and I'm gonna do my own thing, and God can just join me where I'm at. I'm not going to his there. Had he not been there, he would not have heard a word from God. Now, please don't misunderstand. I believe God can speak to us anywhere, any place, anytime, anywhere we're at. But there's something about being there that God will speak to you. I told you that Tuesday night, we come from Baptist and here, it was being there, God had a word for us. I've been in other places where I was there and God had a word for me. Isn't it amazing? And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee out of Zarephath. I thought about this. I could just imagine the brook started getting smaller and smaller. Perhaps he's dug a hole so he can let the water kind of pool up to get it out. And finally he starts looking, maybe I need to hunt me another there. I mean, maybe I need to, don't you, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord, which I'm going to have to ask him, I'll know. I'm going to say, Lord, why did you do it that way? And I think I already know the answer. He's going to say, well, son, I just want you to live by faith. I just want you to believe me that I control the water. And so, no doubt he wondered many times, is there another there for me? And so, but it was there. And when it dried up and when God was ready, he came and said, Elijah, I want you to get up and go to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Now there, he said, behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Amen. I remember Bubba Bumgarner's message on two sticks. Amen. And the reality was, now let me be clear about something. God's word's not bound. 2 Timothy 2:9 says, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even in the bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The word of God's not bound. But we got to be there. There's some things God's going to say to you and give to you if you're just there. If you're just there. You've got to be there. And God's voice is missing in many people's lives. Sometimes because they're just in the wrong place. And a child, Samuel, ministering to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Sometimes the voice is missing because we're just not listening. We're not receptive. We're just not. And they shall turn their ears from truth and shall be turned unto fables. Sometimes we miss the voice of God because he's just not listening. I got to hurry. And then, but also, don't miss this. Sometimes it's missing because we're simply too far away. We're not there. We got to be there. Oh, let me give you my last point because my time's about done. A place of God's provision, a place of God's proclamation, but a place of God's power. When he got there, she told him his story. Got two sticks, and we're going to make some bread, and me and my son's going to die. And the man of God says, make mine first. And he put on display his power. And because he was there, Elijah was there. And the promise he gave that woman because he would be there. And every day she would go to that meal and the meal was there. And every day the oil was there because he was there and she was there. God's power was there. And we got to have his power, but we got to be there. Oh, just a quick question. Are you there? Are you there? If you're not there, let me encourage you these next few days and nights. Get there. Get there. We can lay aside all the holier and holy, that we're so holy and all. Can we not lay aside all that and say, we've all been where we need to get there. Get what God had. Let's not miss what God has this few days together. Because if you're there, God will show up there and give you what you need. Amen. Thank you for letting me preach. Amen.